Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about creating first aid kits. Do you have a first aid kit handy? How about a first aid kit for your pets? Would you like to know what to stock in an alternative medicine kit? Let's begin our month focusing on summertime. Are you ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join me on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as I teach you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life, get organized, and become more mindful. I'm an award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach, and I destroy the box and examine clutter in all areas. Every episode, I'll give you take action steps that you can easily apply to your life. Come on, let's get started. I'm going to do something different. Thought I'd switch it up and talk about what inspired me on each episode that I do. Kind of what was the thinking and why did I want to do a podcast episode about this? First aid kits were inspired by a couple of things that happened. So I was at Costco, they had Band-Aids on sale, and I thought, good, this is the time you can check the first aid kit in your house, you can get the first aid kit in your car going, because that needs to be a little better, and you can create one for Tony. This was inspired from the worst car trip I ever had. It was before I met my husband. I was driving around Christmas time, so there's snow, and in Raleigh, we don't get a lot of snow. So the first day, I drove from Raleigh and had to stop at Mount Airy, which is Mount Airy, home of Andy Griffith, for you Mayberry fans. It was about 2 hours from here, and I had to stop because it was a whiteout. And so I stopped. I stayed the night, got up, went down to the truck stop, said to the truckers, hey, is it okay to travel? And they're like, yeah, everything's clear. I get on the freeway and everything's at a standstill. As soon as I got on the freeway, they closed it. Now, I was in LA for 10 years. It's not like an 8-lane, you're stuck in traffic type of thing. This was 2 lanes through the mountains, right near the North Carolina-Virginia border. What should have taken 5 hours took 15. I was without a shovel. I was without a blanket. And it was a really the most stressful trip that I ever had. And so after that trip, I made sure that I created a little kit. God forbid that I'm ever stuck in that situation again, I'm going to be okay. I have the blankets and the shovel and all that good stuff for winter, but I also wanted to add in a first aid kit. I thought, you know what? We go to the beach each year with my family. That's coming up. It's crazy with all the kids, not for someone to have a first aid kit handy. So that was the first inspiration. And I thought, I want to be safe and taken care of, and I want you all to be safe and taken care of. And the final inspiration was my father, Big J. We got married in my parents' backyard, and a few days before the wedding, Big J said to me, I've gotten umbrellas for all the bridesmaids. If it's raining, we are going to get married under the reception tent. If it's a complete downpour, we can fit you and Tony on our little screen and porch, and I think we can fit everyone in the living room. And if it's really awful, then I've made an appointment at the school gym, so we're going to get you married in the school gym. I was over 40, folks, so trust me, no matter what happened, my father was going to make sure that I got married that day. And I said to Big J, Big J, all is good. We don't have to worry because I'm going to have a great, beautiful, sunshiny day. And as a note, I did. Everyone was completely comfortable. I was just a teeny bit hot because I was in a wedding dress. When I said that to my father, Big J said to me, Julie, I believe if I'm prepared, then an emergency or disaster or some sort of problem is less likely to happen. We're going to take advice from Big J today and give you suggestions for how to create a first aid kit. First up, your basic first aid kit. A basic first aid kit is going to allow you to be able to deal with minor accidents and injuries. You know, sometimes it's not something you need to go to the ER for, but you want to make sure that you can cover it. I'm going to suggest keep one in your home and keep a mobile one in whatever cars you have. Make sure, and this is very important, that you keep it in the same place. That way, when you go to look for it, and especially if you're a little frazzled, you'll know exactly where to find it. And they also suggest keeping it in a cool, dry place out of the reach of children. Here are the basics for a really well-stocked first aid kit. Now just hang tight with me. This is one episode where we're gonna have a little bit more than usual, kind of a long list, because this stuff is so important. I want to make sure you have a really great and well-stocked kit. The things you'll need: absorbent compress dressings, adhesive bandages and cloth tape, antibiotic and hydrocortisone ointments, and antiseptic packets, aspirin, ibuprofen, and antihistamine tablets. As someone who gets a lot of allergies, those antihistamine tablets are really important to me. I have to take one now before I get my hair colored, because if not, I break out in hives. I have North Carolina to thank for that. The moldy mildew climate just wreaks havoc on my allergies. A space blanket, and what I mean by that is a silvery looking kind. A breathing barrier with a one-way valve. Instant cold compress, as well as cold and hot packs. Non-latex gloves. Scissors and tweezers. Roller bandages. Sterile gauze pads. An oral thermometer, and I'm going to suggest not glass because it could probably easily break. Skin rash and antiseptic cream, such as hydrocortisone. Cream or spray to relieve insect bites and stings. Cough medicine. Distilled water for cleaning wounds. An eye wash and eye bath. Do you keep saying someday you'll declutter? Someday you'll get organized, or someday you'll pursue your dreams, but someday hasn't come? Learn how I can support you in creating the life you desire at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Next, let's talk about an alternative first aid kit. Now, you can keep all of this with your first aid kit. We just discussed a whole bunch of things that you might want to include in this kit, or you might prefer to keep it in a separate first aid kit. Whatever works best for you. The more I read and learn, I'm really trying to use natural medicines and formulas and essential oils. I just believe in the long run that that's going to be the better option for me. However, I encourage you to do your research or see a naturopath or someone who's an expert, such as a certified aromatherapist, would be able to help you with suggestions for essential oils. I do suggest this though. You're always going to want to use a carrier oil, but with some, you most definitely have to. That's where you need to do your research. You definitely want to check that out. I also personally don't recommend, I'm not a certified aromatherapist. That's why I suggested checking in with one on taking essential oils orally. Some people I found on the internet say, hey, you can do it. But I really, that is a big concern for me. I would not suggest that. So please, please, please do your research. Check in with someone who is certified and is skilled in this area. These are just suggestions of some things that I think you would benefit from stocking. So here is what I'm going to keep in my alternative first aid kit. Echinacea has antibacterial and antibiotic properties. If you start to feel an illness coming on, Echinacea can help. Golden Seal is a powerful antibacterial, antibiotic, and antiparasitical potion. As a powder, it can be applied to an open cut and help it heal from getting infected. Now, I have not heard of these and would like to find one, but there is a plant called Self Heal and Heal All. And this plant can be used as an antibiotic, antiseptic, and astringent. If you've heard of this plant or use it, please let me know because I'm really curious. An all-around great thing to have on hand is ginger because it can soothe an upset tummy. It also helps protect against bacteria and fungi. It eliminates intestinal gas. It relaxes and soothes your intestinal tract while boosting your immune system. It can also help with motion sickness. And I have to tell you a really funny story. I get motion sickness. If I'm on a boat, I get ill. If I'm on a windy road, I have to be driving. If I'm in the passenger seat, forget it. I was in Italy once in the backcountry, and I had enjoyed this amazing meal. I was on this great, fun family trip with my parents and my brothers. We finished the meal. We get on the road. I made the mistake. I said to my dad, stop. You've got to pull over. I jump out of the car, and unfortunately in someone's yard. I'm embarrassed to admit this, but that great, wonderful meal, the pasta noodles, came up and out my nose because I was throwing up and vomiting so much that it just had to get out in all shapes and ways that it could. If you are like me and really sensitive, plan on having ginger on hand. Arnica removes bruises, bringing down swelling and easing deep aches and sprains. Internally, it can be used to alleviate headaches and help your body recover from trauma. In my research, I found do not apply arnica to broken skin. You can use probiotics for diarrhea, and something I learned ages ago. If I'm on antibiotics, a few hours, and you want to wait a few hours because you want to make sure the antibiotic does its work, a few hours, I always take a probiotic because if I don't, I get diarrhea with any antibiotic I take. Sorry if that's TMI, but if I can save you the suffering that I've gone through, it'll well have been worth it. Do you find yourself getting burned in the kitchen a lot? Use aloe vera gel. It soothes the inflammation of sunburn and common kitchen burns. A calendula comfrey salve is great for cuts and abrasions. It has wound healing properties and stimulates the growth of new tissue and helps heal wounds. Chamomile teal bags are gentle enough for children. It promotes relaxation, relieves indigestion, and when applied topically, soothes irritated skin. With summer coming up, don't forget citronella-based insect repellent. Peppermint essential oil and tea bags soothe an upset tummy, clear sinuses, and curb itching from insect bites. A valerian tincture can relieve anxiety, insomnia, and tension. It's also a mild pain reliever. Witch hazel extract is useful for insect bites and skin irritations. It's also an excellent base for diluting essential oils for a variety of simple, topical herbal first aid remedies. Stop a cold or flu before it starts with elderberry capsules or liquid extract. Are you like me and struggle with poison ivy? Grindelia poison oak ivy tincture or spray, also known as gumweed, helps to relieve the pain and itching of plant rashes. It's available as a tincture and also a spray specifically for treating poison oak and poison ivy rashes. I need to buy that by the gallon. If I look at poison ivy, I'm completely covered in it. Another great all-around is lavender essential oil. It's helpful for anxiety, insomnia, headaches, wounds, and burns. Tea tree oil is antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral, can be used as an insect repellent, and is anti-inflammatory. Finally, I'm going to recommend Box Rescue Remedy. It's a homeopathic product that helps address stressful situations. When I was living in LA, I had a guy run a red light, T-bone me, the car was totaled. Now, I had to go right to the hospital, and they gave me something to calm me down because I was in shock and stress. But after that, and when I got home, for the next few days, I took the Box Rescue Remedy. It's for when you're in shock, stressed out. I highly recommend it, and it's really easy to find. Last, but certainly not least, first aid kits for your pets. As you know, we adopted another cat, so we're now up to three. We have Joey, older grumpy man. We have Antonio, who loves life and is excited about everything. And Athena, who had a great female energy, I needed that around the house now, is still finding her way around. But when we got our third cat, Athena, I thought, you know what? It's really time. We're really fortunate that they only have minor issues. Antonio gets seasonal allergies like I do. We had to have Athena have teeth removed, but so far no other issues. And Joey just gets an upset tummy and has kind of IBS. So we're really fortunate that they don't have anything major. But here are things I'm going to suggest for your first aid kit for your pet. Consider buying a pet first aid book. I found one that is all natural on Amazon. It's out of print, but I was able to find it and I've been beginning to read it and I'm really excited about that. Consider in your first aid kit keeping phone numbers, including your veterinarian, the nearest emergency veterinarian clinic, along with the address and directions, and a poison control center or hotline. The ASPCA's poison center hotline is 888-426-4435. Again, that's 888-426-4435. Here are some apps that you can keep on your smartphone, on your computer, on your phone that I'm going to suggest you look into. Pet First Aid by the American Red Cross. It has comprehensive emergency care information, including CPR. The Animal Poison Control Center mobile app. The ASPCA Poison Control Center offers this handy reference tool. One of the cool things that they have is the potentially poisonous plant chocolate wheel. This makes it easy to tell which signs you can expect based on the quantity and type of chocolate your pet may have ingested. They have a lot of other cool things. I definitely recommend checking it out. There's also the ASPCA mobile app. Now, what's great about this, in the event of a natural disaster, you're going to be able to access critical advice on what to do with your pet before, during, and after a major storm, even if there's no data connectivity. It also offers some help if your pet goes missing. Consider keeping paperwork for your pet in a waterproof container or bag. You're going to want to have things like proof of rabies and vaccination status, copies of other important medical records, and a current photo of your pet in case he or she gets lost. Now, if you're like me, my vet has all this information online, but depending on an emergency, you might not be able to access that information. Consider doing this as a backup. Okay, now to the list. Basic first aid supplies for your pet's first aid kit. A nylon leash. A self-cling bandage, and what that is a bandage that stretches and sticks to itself, but not to your baby's fur. Muzzle or strips of cloth to prevent biting. Don't use this if your pet is vomiting, choking, coughing, or otherwise having difficulty breathing. Gauze and non-stick gauze pads and gauze rolls. Adhesive tape. Antiseptic wipes. Lotion, powder, or spray, a foil emergency blanket, cotton balls or swabs, an ice pack, non-latex gloves, petroleum jelly to lubricate a thermometer, thus you need a rectal thermometer, scissors and tweezers, sterile saline solution and hydrogen peroxide. Do you have a nervous or anxious pet? We do. You might want to consider a pillowcase to confine your pet or a thunder jacket. And finally, a pet carrier. Here are other useful items that you might want to consider depending on your pet having in your pet's first aid kit. Benadryl, if approved by a veterinarian for allergic reactions, a veterinarian must tell you the correct dosage for your pet size. Ear cleaning solution, plastic eyedropper or syringe. Now this was a really interesting repurpose. Use an expired credit card to scrape away insect stingers. Glucose paste or corn syrup for diabetic dogs or those with low blood sugar. A flashlight. rubbing alcohol and antibiotic ointment, splints and tongue depressors, styptic powder or a pencil, a temporary identification tag to put your local contact information on your pet's collar when you travel, towels, needle nose pliers, and nail clippers. And remember Rescue Remedy that I talked about earlier that I keep in my alternative medicine kit? They also have one for pets. It's called Pet Rescue Remedy, and you can find it with regular Rescue Remedy. Also include anything your veterinarian has recommended specifically for your pet. I also wanted to share that the American Veterinarian Medical Association has a page devoted to pet food recalls and alert. Just last night, I only found this out because I was on Facebook, that BFF Food, Best Friends Forever, which I had just tried with the cats. I thought, it's grain-free. Let's give it a try. It was recalled in Australia, and cats were getting extremely sick. At avma.org, they have a page that lists product safety recalls and alert. That's something that you can bookmark. If you want, put in your calendar or a reminder to check every so often. I'm not on Facebook as much. I just happened to see that post. But because I now know about this, I'll be able to bookmark it and make sure my cats aren't taking anything that might have been recalled. Can you easily navigate the ups and downs of life? Are you tired of feeling stuck? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. If you are ready to take that first step, go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how I can support you in creating the life you desire. So we've gotten all these kits together. What comes next? Maintenance. It also may be useful to keep a basic first aid manual or instruction booklet with your first aid kit. Medicines should be checked regularly to make sure they are within their use-by dates, as well as flashlight batteries still are working. Include any personal items such as medications and emergency phone numbers or other items your healthcare provider may suggest. Please, for your family's safety, keep all medical supplies and medications out of the reach of children and pets. Take actions from today's podcast. Create a first aid kit for your home. Pick one place to keep the kit. Consider creating a kit for your cars as well. Set up a calendar reminder to check for expirations in a year. Create a first aid kit for your fur babies. Choose one place to stash the kit. Don't forget the reminder on your calendar to check for expirations in 6 months or a year. Consider adding alternative items to your first aid kits. On our next episode, we are talking about jealousy and how to clear that green-eyed monster clutter. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. Are you ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love it if you would rate and review the show because it really helps us in the search ranking. See you next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Remember, when you clear your clutter, you can create the life you desire.